שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא להגדיל את גדלות הבורא.
We are in a lesson on the topic of increasing the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. We're going to read excerpts from Kabbalists. The topic of the lesson is to increase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. Rav, increasing the greatness of the Creator is the most important topic. According to the greatness of the Creator, so we enter the second floor, the spiritual zone, the spiritual world. The more the Creator is important than any event, any feeling that we experience, on purpose from Him. Because by this, He elevates us. He gives us a chance through all kinds of burdenings of the heart with corporeal situations and spiritual forms to rise above them, to prefer to be in contact with Him than to turn to the corporeal forms as though they are corporeal and came from a corporeal source and should be treated as corporeal. Meaning the more we attribute everything to, there is none else besides Him. And the more we, through the group, and even personally, doesn't matter, but we're drawn to Him, to crown Him over everything that happens, that it's Him and no one else. To that extent, we create for ourselves the right form, the spiritual world, which gradually, in this way, over everything we experience and crown the Creator over it, this spiritual world is thus becomes clearer and acquires all kinds of forms and manners. And in this way, we begin to detect Him as emerging out of the mist, out of the unknown. So the greatness of the Creator that we want to extol Him over every other form in our minds and hearts and actions and thoughts and in everything, if we don't erase them but say they came from the Creator and this is how He behaves with us, so that we will detect Him and attribute everything to Him, in this way, we truly come into the spiritual design, the spiritual world, which is thus designed in all of our senses. Of course, there is the matter of they helped each other, each friend helps the other. The group should support us by reminding us of this, each one reminding one another about it. There are all kinds of processes here that even if a person is not in it and doesn't know what it's about, yet exerts with all his might to think this way nonetheless, what it would be like if he were in the upper world, and he tries to depict the Creator as the reason for everything he experiences within him. In this way we advance. In the group, there is more of a chance to do it, but even personally, individually, a person should still exert in this, and the whole group should be in mutual guarantee to provide each one with support in detecting in every situation that what appears to a person's mind and heart all comes from the upper force and the Creator, in order to promote us to the goal, usually projects to us forms that are not of Kedusha, holiness, and are even opposite from Kedusha, in all kinds of ways. And He brings us down to the netherworld, to the very bottom. Yet we should say, it is you, it is the Creator, and only you I want to see as the source of my lowly and terrible state. Even if I walk in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. Can you close the door over there so it doesn't bang all the time? Just lock it with a key, and that's it. Why do I have to keep talking about it during the lesson every time? What is it now? So fix the door. I'm sorry, but I have a problem if I hear a sound while I'm making an internal effort. It immediately disconnects me. I remember it was the same with Rabash, opposite from his from the building. There was this tractor that was digging. Huge tractor. But it was relatively quiet. But there was this, there weren't any jumps in the sound. But he couldn't stand it. Not at home, not during the lesson. He couldn't do anything. Sometimes you get more sensitive to disturbances. Okay. In short, let's try to go as deep as we can into these things. I recommend every person to read over and over again all of these excerpts by yourselves, whenever you can, in every opportunity when you're together, because it's very important. This is the topic. It's the topic, how we bring the Creator as the Creator of every situation in us. Okay, do you have something to say? Why did you take the microphone?
Yeah, Baal HaSulam in letter 18 says, in the morning, immediately, when someone wakes up, he should sanctify that moment with adhesion with the Creator and pour his heart out to the Creator, so he'll keep him all the 24 hours in between, so that he won't think about anything idle. Because the picture of nature that creates the separation between them, and the person should annul these boundaries, but he should believe that he should pray from the bottom of his heart, even for something that is beyond his own nature. And you should understand this at every given moment, that a person goes through whatever things that aren't related to holiness or sanctity, he should remember to pour his heart out, that from this moment and on, the Creator shall save him from this separation as much as he can, and gradually his heart will dedicate itself to the Creator, and he'll truly yearn to adhere to Him, and with God's help, he will succeed.
Meaning, not let go. Don't let go. What we're learning now should be our constant work, constant effort, that this is the main thing we're doing, to crown the Creator over every form that we experience in our minds and hearts. Clear? Clear. Okay. So let's go. What?
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what is that foundation upon which the greatness of the Creator is revealed on?
The basis is my effort. When I, along with something coming over me and dresses in my mind or heart, fears, anxieties, disagreement with reality, in all kinds of ways. At the same time, I understand that it's the Creator who sent it to me. It doesn't matter how it comes. It could be from people who are close to me, far from friends, enemies, natural forces, animals, lions, whatever. I connect every single phenomenon that appears to my senses to the Creator, as coming to the Creator. He gives it to me. He designs it for me so that I will attribute it only to Him. What?
Is it possible to say that the Creator every time shows us another layer of the will to receive in order for us to lose any grasp of our current situation and to only want to be dependent on Him above reason?
He's a wise guy. When he tries out to see how it works, he'll see how it works. There's a part of it that's true and a part of it that's a lie. Fine, but if he's poking in this, he's busying himself with this, it's already good. More? No. Okay, fine. So let's go to the excerpt.
So we're reading excerpt number 11, Rabash, record 21, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I will be willing to believe. Rather, when he has no knowledge or sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally.
It seems to us like a pretty artificial engagement work. Based on what do I do this? Based on what do I see that the Creator does everything? Afterwards, I may come to feel it. But in the meantime, and most of us, well, most of you are not feeling that, oh, I remember, it's the Creator, and I make an effort and I feel that it came from Him. You're still not in that state. We're imagining. Fine, I'm imagining. They tell me to say it, so I say it. We have to understand that through our efforts, we are drawing Him. We are bringing Him out of hiding. This is called causing the revelation of the Creator from the hiding. This is the effort, the labor we should do. Filling up the quota of labor. Understand that we are in a world that is very limited. We have three axes, three dimensions, and the dimension of time, the axis of time. And that's all there is. In the spiritual world, it's not built that way. It's built in a way that it has thousands of axes. Axes. And it's above time. How do we shift from this limited three-dimensional world into the new dimensions where we see the Creator? And we will see many other things which we now don't. It's like you have animals that feel only the surface. They can't feel height. Only
width and length.
So they don't feel any other reality but what's on the surface, only horizontal. So, and we too have this other reality here that we don't feel. And all of our efforts to crown the Creator, which is better to say? To crown and throne, ordain the Creator. Well, crown the Creator over every situation that it gives is in order for us to contribute.
לכן מה שהוא נותן לנו איזה בלבול, איזה חוסר יכולת להחזיק במשהו, איום, אי נעימות, כל מיני, זה עזרה בעצם. על ידי זה הוא יכול לנענע אותנו, ואז אנחנו צריכים לחפש איך אני עולה למצב, אמנם שבינתיים אני עושה את זה מתוך זה שאני רוצה להרגיש טוב. ואני על ידי ההרגשה הטובה שלי, על ידי חוסר ביטחון, כל מיני דברים, אבל אני כבר מחפש את הבורא. איפה הוא? שכמו שקראנו לפני השיעור, שאפילו ברגע שאדם מתרומם מהשינה, ברגע ראשון,
just like we read before that, if in the first moment when a person wakes up from sleep, he should connect himself to the Creator and try and pray that all 24 hours he'll be attached to him. And therefore, this is the problem, that we must, through these exercises, start feeling the upper dimension, the higher dimension. Read it again.
Reading excerpt 11 again. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners, This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling, to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I will be willing to believe. Rather, when he has no knowledge or sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally.
What are the conditions by which we accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm
waiting to hear you. The friends say that we should search for the attribute of bestowal to find this clean place inside yourself. Let's add each other ideas.
One of the conditions is a strong society. The confidence he gets from the society.
Yeah, the feeling of arvut, that really a person can be free of egoistically thinking about himself, and he can be free to entirely think about others.
Unconditionally means you don't ask for results, but it's the society and the common work. That's the basis on which you can build a relation, this kind of attitude, and not ask for preconditions from the Creator.
Maybe that the Creator and society is one the same to a person.
When a person has a 10 that all of them exert to bring the Creator out of hiding every moment.
Another two things is make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend, to constantly be adhered to the Kabbalists, our teachers that formate our mind and heart, and the friends to buy them so there will be someone that will pray for me when I'm unconscious, for me to come back to the correct picture of reality.
So to wash yourself with society, with studying, with the words of Kabbalists, and constantly look for the inner point that asks.
Rav, how can I very quickly return to the Creator as the reason, regardless of what I experience, of the changes that I experience, despite the different states that I go through? By what means can I, as quickly as possible, despite everything that I go through, all the different states, I turn to the Creator as the source of all of these different states? What can I arrange for myself so that no matter what happens, each and every state will direct me at the Creator as the reason for this state? Give each other advice. We'll put all the advice together, and how can you realize it?
I think there should be a habit to constantly think and support the friends. So this is our constant work, and I do only this. I don't care what states I go through personally. I don't want to deal with it. I want to deal with how I support the friends.
Yeah, and I can't remember anything for myself anyhow, so I can't remind myself of anything, but I can care and even program myself to remind the friends all the time, when I feel it and when I don't feel it. And if everyone will take this upon themselves to do, then we'll all the time have this inner and external review.
And also kinds of places in the schedule when I decide for myself, you know, all these kind of iron posts, points that all of our commitments, they help us.
So if I'll think about the friends all the time and remind them, it'll help me eventually.
When I ask for the friends, I have to set these times. We can have like a duty, just like we have the gabai, the collector, and the shots, the messenger of the public, so that no matter what happens, you have to return to it every certain amount of time.
I see that there are friends walking around with their mobile and charger. The very same way we need a spiritual charger. It could be excerpts from our source text. It could be an earphone. It could be friends that I listen to. The main thing is not to listen to what goes on in my heart and mind.
Rav, questions about what we just spoke about now? Good. Everything is clear. Let's go.
Excerpt number 12. Shamati, Baal HaSulam, article number 42. What is the acronym of Elul in the work? Those who wish to work in order to bestow are admitted into the king's hall. And when one works in order to bestow, he doesn't mind what he feels during the work.
Meaning the Creator gives us all kinds of states that there is none else, because there is none else besides Him. He does, is doing, and will do all the deeds. And if we attribute all those deeds to Him, and besides attributing them to Him, we want to attribute it to Him as good and doing good. Otherwise, we're not directing it to the Creator correctly. This is called giving contentment to the Creator on top of all the unpleasant feelings we have, and they will become more and more unpleasant to our will to receive. I attribute everything to the Creator as the source, as the good source. And then, on one hand, I can feel bad. On the other hand, I will feel the good. So how do those two feelings in me, how can they be in one carrier? We should see about that. It's not for now. For a little later. For the future. But it's clear that the main thing is to go from there's none else besides Him, He is good and does good, what I'm experiencing now, and it has to be, all my bones shall say.
But even in a state where he sees a shape of black, he's not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that he does not ask the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one to continue in the work. This is because, while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this caused him never to be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above form of darkness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
And then to the extent that he feels confused in the dark, threatened, he should see that he needs the support of society. that these things have nothing real to them, but it's all aimed at the purpose of creation. And he should attribute everything to the Creator. And he should bring everything to a correction of above reason. So there's nothing bad in the world, but the fact that he's given states that are more confused and more difficult, all kinds of threats, he should say that this is his lack of dvikut with the Creator, because in dvikut he comes to a state where there's nothing bad, no one's cruel in the king's palace. This is what he should come to. What?
The matter of time, the axis of time.
Yeah.
Like, in this world, we're under the constant threat of time, as if.
What is the threat of time?
Like, you're always out of time, running out of time. I'd like to be on the lesson for 6 hours.
No. You don't need to be in a lesson 6 hours. You don't need anything. Right now, where I am, I have to achieve dvikut with the Creator, period. And I don't think about time.
Yeah, but our entire life is time-related.
Incorrect. If I'm attached to the Creator, time disappears.
How is that possible?
If I decide that everything I feel comes from Him, from the good who does good, so that I will be attached to Him, the minute I achieve a point of adhesion, dvikut, with Him, time disappears.
So it means that you have to live in these 2 points, one with time and one without.
No, I can do everything I need to in this world, as if I have no time in a corporeal way when I work, and at the same time be attached to the Creator as the one who gives me the forms of this world, so I will be above time.
How do you create this line?
Through labor, exertion, constant labor. We only started talking about the real way, the real stages, the real spiritual states. So we should constantly be in this execution.
What is time in our world, the concept of time, its moments, what is it?
It doesn't matter to me now. Something changes, this is called time.
And if something changes, then I immediately turn it into time, the point of adhesion?
I don't turn it into time. Time for me is changing states, which the Creator sets up for me. If there is a change from one state to another, this is called that there is time.
I'm changing all the time, really. I'm sitting here on the spot, and each moment is different.
If I attribute all my changes to the same source, I go above time. I transcend time.
How do I attribute every moment to the Creator? What does it mean that I succeeded in doing it?
I try to be attached to the singular reason for all my states.
So every moment I have to be related to the force that generates that moment?
Of course. There is no time. There are changing states in my mind, in my heart, in what I see as the picture of the world, which changes. But it's not changes outside of me. I change from within. I constantly have revelation of new desires, manifestation of new desires out of the breaking, from a smaller desire to a bigger broken desire. And this determines the concept of time for me.
Then I'll feel every moment that it's a kli that he created, so that
if I'm connected to one source, time disappears. I shift from being connected, attached to the shapes that I undergo the forms. I become attached to the reason for these shapes and forms, meaning to the Creator. And He's the one, only one, there's only one reason for these forms. This is why I rise above these changing forms to the one source of these changing forms. And this is called rising above time.
But whatever form He shapes in me, I could say that it's Him.
Correct.
So every state that He creates, that's the Creator?
Yes.
And the sequence of states?
Yes, yes.
The sum total of states, this will be the Creator?
No. The sum of these states that I undergo creates in me the concept of time, movement.
And as if I lose every moment, I can relate it to the Creator, but the next moment something else already.
So you need to attribute it to the Creator once again, in the next moment. And in this way, you attribute to Him, as He writes, all the moments that you must attribute to Him.
And what's the constant here then?
The constant is the Creator Himself, the source of all these changes. And the more these changes seem sharper, even terrible, awful, to that extent, I determine the time as higher. Time, even if you speak to quantum physicists, is a corporeal term, just like everyone else, everything else. This is why I said, to begin with, we have four axes. We live in three dimensions, and there's another dimension, which is time. So there are changes in these four dimensions.
So what follows is that time helps us attribute everything to the Creator?
Yes, correct. And when do we stop time? By attributing everything to the Creator. Then time seemingly stops. Or that I, through these changes I experience, I determine if I accelerate time or vice versa. God forbid. It's called Israel sanctified times. A person doesn't feel the Creator. He is attached to the Creator's actions that he experiences. A person. This is why the Creator is called Come and See. I don't come to Dvikut with a source from which changes happen on me. Rather, I build in me His form, and I am attached to this form, meaning I build in me a partsuf. And inside the partsuf, I am attached to the inner light, which is the Creator. To the extent of my bestowal upon Him. What is my bestowal upon Him? In all the dark states, terrible, empty states that He reveals in me and I in them, I want only to fill them up with His governance, to fill myself up with inner light.
What does it mean that I build the partsuf in me? What do I build it out of?
By the Creator opening up to me a new desire each time, big, empty, in all kinds of negative forms. And I put a tzimtzum on these forms. I don't want to attribute them to me at all. I want to be above it because I want to justify the Creator. And I elevate my relation to Him as to the good who does good. On top of the darkness and the threats that I have in my kli. So where my will to receive is completely dissatisfied.
So the worst states where a person is hanging between life and death, these are the best states for building a partzuf. The worst situations that a person's in, where he's really in fear, these are the best states to build.
For sure.
But how do you use all the rest of the states? Because most of the states aren't like that.
They're not? They will be. Even worse. The klipot, you just wait. Life will be very juicy. Not boring.
How does the 10, how can the friends help?
Without a 10, you will not know how to return to the good source, the real source that happens to you. You won't know. The 10 creates around you a field by which you get the right direction. It's like having Keter, and you are Malchut, and between Keter and Malchut you have 8 Sfirot, which are the friends. And then, how can you connect to Keter, to the Creator, if the friends pass on to you all these influences from above? You discover that they came through them. You also discover that without the society, you wouldn't even feel that it came from the Creator. You wouldn't discover it came from the good who does good, that there is a reason for it, that you need to turn to Him and detect Him, etc. So the society, even though it is relatively passive, brings you the right direction, the right axis, how to relate to the emanator. Without a connection to society, it is hopeless that you will be connected to the Creator correctly. Hopeless.
So, upon everything that happens, a person has to hold on to his 10 as the most precious thing?
A 10, or now that we're going to the Congress in the desert and then to the big convention, I really hope that there we will get stronger there. I myself personally intend to get stronger there. Through all the people who will be present at the Congress, either physically or spiritually or virtually, these 3 forms that a person can be present in the connection. And in this way, we will create for ourselves such an environment, through which we will be able to attach ourselves to the Creator. What does it mean to attach ourselves to the Creator? In all the conditions that He will give us that are opposite from Him, frightening and confusing, we will be able to nonetheless detect Him as the good who does good, there's none else besides Him, and we will want only Him. And that's on top of the darkness. Because in the partzuf, you have a tzimtzum on receiving in order to receive, meaning filling the desire itself, and then the masach and ochozer, which are only in order to, and you work it now only in order to bestow upon the Creator, and not in any other way. Meaning we have work here. For now, we want to locate the Creator as the reason for every situation we have. But afterwards, we'll want to detect the Creator as the good reason for every bad situation that we experience. Put down your hand. I can't stand your behavior. You need to go over several times over what you're hearing and go back to it every now and again.
How will 1,000 people come to the desert? 1,000 people.
I hope there will be more. Where is it, Moni, or someone who can tell us how many people registered?
940 registered. We expect about 1,100 or 1,200 people.
So how will these 1,000 people can become? How can they become, as you said before, like a flock of birds?
And this how it is in the 10 for sure. In the 10 you have no keter, you have no malchut. And everyone has to both be the keter, also be the malchut, and in between also all the rest of the sefirot, therefore. What you get is a round structure that has no beginning, has no end, and therefore in that, we're like the creator. And therefore, what can I say? Therefore, we can advance this way. And we always have in the relations between us a connection to the reforming light because it's around us, it's makif, because we in our form are also similar to the ol makif, the surrounding light, and that's how we work. So go ahead, ask. I don't know. Let Zohar ask.
We're working very hard all the time, but it seems like our efficiency is not very good.
No, I'm not saying that you're not advancing. You're making efforts. The problem is that you're not supporting each other enough. You're not supporting each other enough. Even now, that there are people sitting here, there are those that are falling asleep, those that disconnect, and one doesn't pay attention to the others. He's thinking the main thing is what I'm hearing, what I understand. It's not good. I have to care for others. And by that, this is how we'll advance. We have to care for those people that aren't here right now. The people that are not here right now, later, will be among you. And it'll be the flawed part. The flawed part in the 10. It's a problem. So how is it that you're not making sure that they'll be here? If we're talking about serious work, we have to make sure that everyone will be here, or at least that there will be complete tens, that from one day to the next they're complete, and those that aren't complete can complete themselves whenever they want. It's not that we're against them, but if they care for themselves, to 30, 40, 60%, I don't know how much, then fine, they should advance correspondingly. But it's impossible that from one lesson to the next you disappear or come, because on every lesson I give something that I didn't give on the previous lesson, and that this is what I'm going to base myself on the next lesson. I have no choice. I have to disclose the method and practice. And you'll have to make the effort. Seriously. Right? Yeah?
A question from Khadera. Let's say we understand that there's none else besides him. And about good and who does good, what is the demand of the creators?
Exactly? I already answered that. He should repeat what I said. Another question like this.
There's a question here from Jerusalem. Is joy the only gauge that I'm working to correctly?
No. As a result of the work, the result of the work should be joy, happiness. But during the work, there are efforts, and maybe I'm still in a state where it awakens no joy in me. Maybe it's joy from the work itself, but not from the result of achieving adhesion with the Creator upon my empty kelim. Meaning, it goes either way. Meaning, you can't immediately demand joy. For sure, there is a certain state of joy that at the end of each and every action, we should feel. But again, joy, it's not the joy of today. And besides, it's a joy of confidence, of the being, the justness of the path, that it's against my ego and my thoughts and my everything, my corporeal thoughts and desires and everything, and therefore I'm glad. The more I transcend the second floor, second degree story, the happier I am, because it's against my initial nature. How?
A question from a student. What if a person attributes everything to the Creator, but is constantly angry at him and curses him? How do you justify him and see him as good as done good and does good?
No such thing. It's not realistic. It's a sign that he doesn't ascribe everything to the Creator, that he doesn't attribute everything to the Creator. It's impossible that I relate everything to the Creator and I'm crying about it. It's not hand in hand with reality.
A question from Turkey. When a person experiences difficult states, can he do something besides attributing them to the Creator and continue to work out of habit?
A person in this world has to perform different actions that the corporeal system forces him to. Go to work, go to the doctors, this, that, all the necessary things. And alongside with it, he has to relate everything to the Creator. Like in letter number 16 by Bala Sulam, that he wakes up in the morning, goes to work, comes back in the evening, and he's sure that even were he not to leave home, he'd still have the same amount of money in his pocket. This is simple. We're not there yet, but our situation is good.
Hakan from Turkey is asking, if I see a friend in this situation, how do I ask the Creator to interfere?
I pray for the friend. I'm as if in the state of the friend, as if I'm in the friend state, and from his state, by clothing in a situation, in order to help the friend, I perform different actions that as if I think he should have done. I like make this kind of simulation. It really helps. Really helps. This is a prayer in practice. That I don't speak it out in words, but I really go through those same states instead of the friend. You have to find it. You don't remember? I have to find it. I also can't remember right now, but it's it happens. It's integration. It's integrating in each other. These actions, they really bring connection. It's a different kind of connection already, not an external one, but an internal one.
I'll just add to it. How do you do it in a 10?
Itkalelut, integration, has to be so much so that eventually I get the chisaron from my friend, and what do I do with it? We say that we have to integrate with the friends, that we should be the smallest to get their chisaron for the Creator, and then to elevate everyone's chisaron to the Creator. This means that, how do I do it? By them wanting to be in heaven? No. I want to feel how much they're in need of the correction, and I do it instead of them. And this is how we help each other. Everything revolves around that same action of above reason, like we're studying right now.
So, if I see a friend in a state like Hakan described, should I get the whole 10 involved, or do what you said now, work alone?
No. In the meantime, it's on your own. Let's do it step by step, stage by stage. Also, the 10, when it mixes, it's already work that... That's a special kind of work. It's working... In to the power of, it's not just putting them like one plus one together, but it's to the power of New York.
You said we need mutual care. What should I do practically if I see it happens in the tent? I have to annul myself and see that 10 is corrected. You need to see that 10 is corrected in order to be included in it. On the other hand, I want to see the 10 that it needs my help, that without me it achieves nothing, and then I'm included with their deficiency and I elevate them to the Creator. How do we do these actions above reason? We still have to learn. I don't want to continue this now. Until we get a person's direct work toward the Creator, the 10 should for now support this personal action toward the Creator, of each one toward the Creator. Each one must attribute what happens to him to the Creator, to there's none else besides him, and he is good who does good. And to be in Dvikut with him, although the Creator takes him through all these incomplete states. And the 10 must provide a person with general support. Okay? Okay, yes.
A person that's not in the morning lesson because he's working on preparation for the convention or the archive or in the kitchen.
It's a question. To what extent he's really working in this. I'm not happy with seeing that there are some people here who are doing some sort of consultation among themselves there. I don't think it's so necessary.
There's no other time.
It depends for what. If it's really for the Congress, seriously, very seriously, then there's no choice. It's a time-dependent commandment. But if you could do otherwise, then you should determine a different time for it, set a different time for it. I have a certain time when I can release another part and another part of the method, and I do it.
What's the blemish, that he doesn't hear it during the lesson?
He doesn't hear it. He's not with others. He doesn't do it right on the spot. He's not included with me. It's a problem.
How can we correct this fault?
If he's doing public work, work for the public, then there's nothing you can do. He really flaws.
A person who decided in a certain framework that he can come to lessons because that's what he's coursed, otherwise he can't do it. Is that the same thing?
What do you want me to say? Yes, that it's fine, it's okay? I don't know when he'll be able to complement it, to compensate for it, to be detached from here, to do some activities, even preparation for the Congress. You have to think about it very seriously, very seriously. Even if it's for preparation for the Congress, I'm not saying cancel all these preparations, but if you can do this after the lesson or some other time, from 3 to 4, we're going to finish this topic, because you can't do more than that. You won't be able to continue with this. So let's say now you go out for all kinds of arrangements for the Congress. So then you will also be doing these arrangements with a different preparation.
Let's say I miss this hour right now. How can I complete it? How can I make it up?
Very difficult. Very difficult. You will not be hearing in the same state, with the same attention, the same feeling, the same inclusion, the same perception as you would have had if you were here. Can't tell you in terms of percentage, what percentage of loss you would have if you take it later from the internet. It's a problem. There is nothing more than to sit together with a teacher at the same time. When you hear the lesson afterwards, don't you feel it's not the same as during the lesson? And there's nothing you can do. We're still in this form of connection, where time, place, and motion really influences. There's nothing you can do against it.
Dov.
No. Okay. Yes.
Rav, you said earlier that there are three forms of connection: virtual, physical, and spiritual. That's how I heard it. Can you expand a bit about that?
No. We're done with this lesson. Didn't you hear what I said? That's it. Let's go.